You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, my friends and family, it is a family here. James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, my co-host for the third and final hour tonight. We're going to be talking about Russia, Ukraine, and Crimea, but not before we get to a caller, Chris in Alaska. How are you tonight?
James, first of all, congratulations on the new arrival. I'm thrilled to hear it.
Well, a forthcoming arrival, but thank you for listening and thank you for remembering that. Yes, indeed. And folks, if you missed my announcement in the first hour, or maybe it was the second, I don't know, it was a little while ago, my wife is expecting our second child. We're very blessed and proud of that. It'll be here in November, if not before. And thank you, Chris, for mentioning that again. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I just wanted to tie three or four things together from the last couple of weeks' shows. A couple of weeks ago, y'all mentioned colonialism and the decline in the military. I think you talked about that with Eddie last week. And feminism, and this is something that people don't generally mention, but the United States has not won a war since the military integrated with women. It has not unambiguously won a war since we integrated racially.
That's a great point, Chris. Keep going. Keep going.
When the Army becomes more about diversity or having women in it, or you know, all the feminism or all this other stuff, not only does the Army lose effectiveness, but you know, the people it's supposed to serve don't work out. Jamaica would be better off right now if it was still governed by the British. Haiti would be better off if it was still governed by the French. Atlanta would be better off if it was still run by white people. Let's just be honest about it. And, you know, the angry deicide league that had planted the collar last hour for Roger doesn't want to admit this, but they are substantially responsible, them and the Semitic professional litigant company. They promote this stuff, and it makes our country less safe. It makes everyone else in the world less better off. And, you know, once again, us paleo-conservative white people are right.
Chris, I find it hard to argue with anything that you've said. And you brought forth, well, everything you brought forth was interesting and prescient. But, yeah, I would like to echo what you said and the fact that we have not won a war technically, since the Second World War, if you can call that a win, when you take into account all of the European blood that was spilled in that, how could anybody have won that war? But we haven't even declared war since the Second World War, but we've been involved in a perpetual war for perpetual peace, as I believe it was General Smedley Butler said. And we have a man who's fought in one of those wars, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, combat medic in Vietnam. I'm sure you're chomping at the bit to say something about this before we get into the situation in Russia. And Chris, thanks so much for your call all the way up there from Alaska. God bless you, brother.
Thanks for making
those points heard tonight.
Chris, is Eddie the Bombardier here, Sud. I really enjoy your commentary. You're right on the money on every point, and thank you for calling in. You're right. I'm kind of anti-war myself because, I'm totally anti-war. I think we should bring all the troops home from all over the world and bring them into the borders of the United States because I'll tell you flat out that every war we've had, and actually before I was born, has been a war started by the international Zionist bankers. It's a banker's war. It's rich man's war, poor man's fight. Always has been, always will be. But you are totally 100% right. And you made an excellent point. In Korea, in the beginning of the Korean War in June of 1950, when the North Koreans came across the border at the 38th parallel coming into South Korea, we had an infantry division over there, the 24th Infantry Division. It was a predominantly a black division because, you know, the military had been integrated pretty heavily. And the 24th just got slaughtered. Colonel David H. Hackworth talks about that in his book, About Face. Colonel Hackworth knows what he talks about. He went in the Army at about 15, 16 years old at the end of World War II. Got a combat battlefield promotion. He retired a colonel as he was disillusioned. But yeah, he told all about that. It's a common known unspoken secret in the Army that the 24th, the Black Division, just got wiped out. They're the ones that I don't know if you ever heard the term in the military called bug out fever. They ran. They threw their guns down and ran in the face of gunfire, hostile gunfire, and it became epidemic. That's why in a combat situation, I don't know if you know this or not, but cowardice is you can be executed for that. In fact, there was a guy executed in World War II by the name of Slavik, I believe it was his name, for cowardice. And the reason it's that way is because if you've got people running, a few people running, it is the fear is epidemic, contagious, and you can cause a whole unit to get wiped out.
Eddie, I'm glad you mentioned that. First of all, and I'll tell you why I'm glad you mentioned that. I don't know. Were you listening at the very beginning of the show? I know you weren't on deck until the third hour, but the very beginning of the show, I guess you were finishing up your run in preparation for your next marathon, but I was talking about all the different cities from which people have written in and contributed in March. To have listeners in Alaska, you know, to have listeners of all over the place, from anywhere, they're equally important. But Alaska, that's special. I mean, that's the frontier. That's the last frontier, I guess, or one of them. But you mentioned cowardice, and we were celebrating the fact that not next week, but the week after, we will finally be in the month of April, which is always a highlight in our calendar year because it's going to be Confederate History Month. And even in the movie Gods and Generals, which, by the way, Warner Brothers Studios itself contacted yours truly a couple of years ago, and they asked me, of all people, with the Political Cesspool radio program to help them, Warner Brothers, promote the re-release of Gods and Generals, the movie Gods and Generals. Well, in that movie, there is a scene in which the great Christian general Thomas J. Stonewall Jackson executes two of his fellow Confederates for cowardice, for having run in height of battle. Well, that's a movie, folks, that everyone needs to see as we approach Confederate History Month. But indeed, it's something we will be talking about in greater detail in April. But for the remainder of this hour, we're going to be talking about the latest goings-on in Eastern Europe, Far Eastern Europe. Lots happened since last Saturday. On Sunday, 6 days ago tonight, Crimea spoke, and with a voter turnout of 83%, a percentage that America will never again reach. What we were talking about this earlier today on the phone, Eddie. I mean, how much, maybe Sam Bushman knows, and he's listening to us as our producer tonight at the network in Utah. What is the percentage of voters that turn out in America? Is it 30%? Is it even that much? Certainly far less than 50. I'm not sure of the exact number, but 83% of the voters in Crimea turned out. 96% of that 83% which turned out voted to rejoin Russia. So you had 83% of the total citizenry turn out to vote. 96% of that number voted to rejoin Russia. I'd say that's a mandate, but since the Christian people in that part of the world didn't vote the way the godless leaders of the United States wanted, it seems as though they must be punished. We'll be talking about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller here. We're getting into the main event of the third hour tonight, and that is the latest goings-on in Russia, Ukraine, and Crimea. As I mentioned at the top of the segment of the third hour, 83% turned out to vote in Crimea on Sunday. 96% of that 83% voted to secede from Ukraine and join Russia. Now, in response to that, the United States and the European Union have announced freezes and travel bans on officials from Russia. Barack Obama says he's going to be implementing economic sanctions on Russia as a result of this. But what is he, in fact, objecting to? Unlike the United States, they had that vote and conducted that vote with a paper ballot in Crimea. And not only was it conducted with a paper ballot, officials from other governments outside of Russia and Ukraine monitored that vote to ensure that it was properly conducted and that there was no shenanigans and funny business going on. And on top of that, as anti-Putin and anti-Russia as the Western media is, were there to be a heavy dissident reaction over there, you would have heard of it. If the majority of the people in Crimea had voted to stay in Ukraine, you would have heard about it. You haven't heard of anything like that. Here's what Obama said. We'll continue to make clear to Russia that further provocations will achieve nothing except to further isolate Russia and diminish its place in the world. The international community will stand together to oppose any violations of Ukrainian sovereignty and territorial integrity. And continued Russian military intervention in Ukraine will only deepen Russia's diplomatic isolation and exact a greater toll on the Russian economy. Eddie, I'm depositing this into your mind as you prepare to respond. Folks, the voters in Crimea overwhelmingly declared themselves to be 96.7% in favor of leaving Ukraine. The turnout was 83%, as we've already established. People were crying crying to have finally been returned to their motherland. It's an incredible feeling, said Vladimir Lazovoy, 75-year-old retired naval officer. He talked about his vote. He said he's been waiting for this for 23 years. And unlike the American government, Crimea's government will not persecute those who want to remain loyal to the Ukrainian state and will give Ukrainian soldiers the option to serve in the Crimean military or to serve in the Ukrainian army. Now, compare that, the way Putin is treating the dissidents in Ukraine and even in Crimea, to the way Southerners were treated in our bid for freedom. Unlike the civil right to be a sodomite, as Obama has called it, people determining whether or not to secede truly is a fundamental human freedom. Those people in Crimea spoke their mind, spoke their will. This was a legally initiated vote. Obama had said that the United States will never recognize this illegal referendum, but unlike the questionable elections here in America, Eddie, this vote was conducted, as we mentioned, by legitimate paper ballots, and there's been absolutely nothing to suggest that the vote totals weren't accurate. Now, I guarantee you that if the vote in favor of Crimea remaining in the Ukraine were to be true, that our criminally corrupt government would have recognized that outcome as legitimate. If they'd have voted separately, if they'd have voted differently, that vote would have been told to us as to be legitimate. But as Sim Dixon has asked, isn't it amazing that the U.S. State Department thinks that an artificial boundary as drawn by the fiat of a communist dictator only 60 years ago is more sacred than centuries of Crimea's union with Russia and the will of its inhabitants? The bottom line is this, Eddie, and I'll toss it over to you, my friend. Putin petitioned Parliament before taking action in Ukraine, then allowed the people to vote on the question themselves. We know the totals of those votes. The case is closed as far as I'm concerned. How can Obama dare to implement sanctions on the will of a free people?
You know, James, before I get into that, I would like this comment. I bet you that the red Chinese, and they're still red, they're communists. I just bet that they just wish that Obama had put travel restrictions on Americans going to China, because if you well know, the Shibun is over there with her little litter over there right now, and they're already tired of the Shibun and her kids, they tell me. You know, anyway, you know, the United States government is following a pattern here, James and Obama. You know, they're used to ramming stuff down their Americans' throat. Witness the latest Romney Care, what we call Obamacare. I see on Facebook every day people are, you know, slamming the Democrats for getting this this Marxist healthcare system through, which really is just a wealth transfer scheme. It wasn't written up by the Democrats. It was written by Mitt Romney in Massachusetts. Matter of fact, they call it Romney Care there. But see, we've rammed that down our throat. The central government, Washington, D.C., has rammed this communist-type healthcare system down our throat. You see, and they also... Everybody knows that we want the borders protected here in the United States. That's the vote goes anywhere from the lowest I've ever seen, 70%, as high as 80%. The American people want that border closed. The United States government's not going to do it. They continue to bring non-white people just in a tidal wave into this country right here. Well, see, over here in Crimea, where the people actually voiced their opinion, and it's been honored. What the people want, what we the people in the Crimea have voiced and voted on, that they 100% want, Russia and Putin, they're honoring that. And I'd like to also point out, like James just said a minute ago, that the Crimea has been a part of Russia since Catherine the Great, since before the United States even had a constitution, before there was even the United States. It was still a colony then. I'd like to point out that most of the people in Crimea are Russian. I'd like to point out also that the majority of people in the south of Ukraine are Russian. And so it's only right, you know, it's only natural that they would want to be with their fellow, you know, their fellow Russians. That's true. And see, once again, the central government here in our country right here, they can't handle that. I only wish we could take a vote here to get the federal government, get them the hell out of the South, because I, for one, don't want them here. You know, we fought a war, James, to try to get those people out of this country right here. I don't consider myself an American. I consider myself a Southern American. I love the country, but I just despise this government we have. It's there is no more corrupt government anywhere in the world. And I'll tell you what, this boils down to is you have a predominantly, like I put, a 98% white people in Russia. They're a Christian nation. We talked about this last week. There's an evangelistic movement going on over there right now. People, we have predominantly Christians over there in Russia right now. Putin, you can question whether or not he's a Christian. You might doubt that, but the evidence shows that he is a Christian. All right. Something else I keep harkening back to this. It's all about 80% of it is money. When Putin came in 06, we mentioned this in the previous show, he paid off the debt to all the Jewish bankers, the Rothschild bankers. Then he proceeded to kick the Zionist Jews out because they were sucking the lifeblood from the Russian people, just like they did in Germany prior to the Second World War. So he kicked them out. He kicked the big, super, super rich Jews out of Russia. He kicked the banks out of Russia. They have their own Russian banks right now. Putin's mentioned that. That's what it's all about. They can't stand because you have a Christian white nation over there. You know what? In my church, just one, they're always talking about going on these mission trips. What we need to do, we need to have a mission trip right here in the United States because the mission, United States is nothing but we have like a sodomized country right here now. They're trying to turn the United States military into one big sodomy camp. You don't have that crap going over there in Russia. Well, let me pass this back over to James. Didn't hear the music. I'm sorry, folks.
We'll be back right after this.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Before we get back on Ukraine, Russia, and Crimea, some of the latest developments there, I want to make a momentary departure. Eddie mentioned his pride in being a Southerner, and certainly I would consider myself to be a Southerner first. I guess that still is part of America, so I am still an American, but my first loyalty is to my state. And I think that's being a traditional American. You are loyal to your state first. We were a confederation of states, a union of states. When Robert E. Lee was, offered the command of the Union Army, he said he couldn't raise his sword against the state of Virginia. That it was to be an American at that point in time. And so I am a Tennessean first, a Southerner, an American, so on and so forth. But one of the things that makes me so proud to be a Southerner, Eddie, you see this picture that is drawn up here on the computer here in the radio station tonight. It is the Great Seal of the Confederate States of America, picture of George Washington with his sword drawn on his horse, and the Latin phrase there on the symbol is Deo Vindici, and that is here on, I actually have a bronzed plaque here that sits here on our desk at the radio station. It's the exact seal of the Confederacy that was sent to me by Todd in Memphis, a loyal successful listener. But the motto of the Confederate States of America was engraved on their official seal because the Confederate States of America firmly believed in the Christian God and that he was on their side during the American Civil War and made repeated proclamations to that effect. There was a great revival amongst the Confederate armed forces during the years of 1861 to 65. Confederate Senator Thomas Sims, in proposing the motto, took pains to stress that the Confederate States had deviated in the most emphatic manner from the spirit that presided over the construction of the Constitution of the United States, which is silent on the subject of deity. And he clearly expected this invocation to bring his side victory. Well, certainly victory was not known to the Confederates ultimately, but that is not to say that God was not on their side. All things in his infinite wisdom. But that was, most of the children and grandchildren of the Founding Fathers fought for the South. But that was the one issue that they took with the Founding Fathers, that they were silent in the proclamation of God in the Constitution and of Jesus Christ. And that's something that they put forth in their Great Seal. And anyway, that's, a slight departure from what we're talking about. But as we prepare for Confederate History Month in April, something we wanted to share with you because we have that Great Seal here in our broadcast studio, and it's with us every week. And getting back to Russia, I started my political career, such as it is, working for Pat Buchanan. He has been a guest on this show a handful of times. He's right on most things. I won't say I agree with any man 100% of the time, but I'd say at least 90% Buchanan's right on the money. And he has written a couple of great articles in recent weeks on Russia. And here's what he says in his most recent piece. In the estimation of this writer, that is Buchanan writing about himself, Vladimir Putin is a blood and soil ethno-nationalist who sees himself as the protector of Russia and looks on Russians abroad the way Israelis look upon Jews abroad, as people whose security is his legitimate concern. He saw Mother Russia that had been looted by the oligarchs, abetted by Western crony capitalists, including Americans. He saw millions of ethnic Russians left behind, stranded from the Baltic states to Kazakhstan. He saw a United States that had lied to Russia with its pledge not to move NATO into Eastern Europe if the Red Army would move out, and then exploited Russia's withdrawal to bring NATO onto her front porch. Putin's approval is now at 72%, Buchanan writes, because he is perceived as having stood up to the Americans and answered our Kiev coup with his Crimean counter coup. America and Russia are on a collision course today over a matter whose flag will fly over what parts of Ukraine. No Cold War president from Truman to Reagan would have ever considered to be any of our business. If the people of eastern Ukraine wish to formalize their historic cultural and ethnic ties to Russia, and the people of western Ukraine wish to sever all ties with Moscow and join the European Union, why not settle this politically, diplomatically, and democratically at the ballot box, which is, of course, Eddie, what they did in Crimea last week, 96.7% out of the 83% total population voting to join with Russia. Buchanan right on the money, as he normally is.
Yes, he certainly is. He mentioned oligarchs like I did, James, earlier. I didn't use the term oligarchs, but there was the international Zionist Jews that have no, allegiance to that country there, Russia. They have no love of blood and soil in Russia. Their allegiance is to Israel, if they have any at all. Their first allegiance is to money. But I have a little solution for some of this. Listen, people, I'm telling you flat out, we do not need to go to war with Russia. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want my country, I don't want my state and my people, my family, my loved ones, my friends, I don't want to be turned into a cinder. Russia can do that. Russia has submarines surrounding this country right here. They can torch us in a heartbeat. You need to go, first and foremost, I'm talking about all the people, you need to go to your representatives with the utmost urgency and vigor, and to tell them to absolutely, 100%, they have to go and stop this warmonger maniac in the White House from stirring up war with Russia, because that can get out of hand. Just like Dr. Stanley Monteith always says, anytime you start a war, you never know which way it's going to go. You never know if it's going to get out of hand. Look what happened in World War One. One little shot there, the Serbian, Prince of Serbia, whatever, got assassinated, put the whole globe into war. So what you have to do, you have to go and petition your representatives. And that's not going to do a lot of good unless we can go and do like our brothers and sisters in Russia and get a paper ballot. Because unlike here in the United States, where the elections are rigged with these bogus voting machines, they have a paper ballot in Russia. Until we get back to a paper ballot, your vote is pretty much no good. So that's what you have to do. That's your assignment. That's all of our assignment. Like I said, I keep harping on this. It's all about the money. This ties in perfectly with the last three sessions we had with Mark the Economist. I mean, it's money, 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 money. The Rothschild bankers, they have central banks all over the world. There's very few countries in the United States that don't, very few countries in the world that don't have central banks controlled by the Rothschilds, by the Zionist Jews. See, right now, Russia, I cannot make that pound on that fact hard enough. They kicked the Zionist bankers out of their country. We need to do that. We need to get rid of the Federal Reserve. We need to go back to an honest money system. We need to cut the money off from these maniacs, because if we cut the money off, they can't be going around and doing all this war crap, because it takes money for war. Back to you, James.
Well, quickly, Eddie, I want to get to this because I know we want to cover a different topic in the last segment of this hour, if we can. And if we can't, we will continue on with this and get to it next week. But Barack Obama, and I know this is something you had read about before I was made privy to it, the Council of Conservative Citizens has written about this, and it's no secret. It's an executive order. Anybody can look it up. Barack Obama has basically declared that he can freeze the assets of any American citizen who threatens his foreign policy with regard to Russia and the Ukraine. And this coming to you from Kyle Rogers of the Council of Conservative Citizens, writes that Obama just signed an executive order that essentially declares himself to be an absolute dictator with the power to seize the property of his political enemies. The executive order specifically refers to people with financial, business, or cultural ties to the Ukraine that oppose the foreign policy of the Obama regime. It sets an incredibly ominous precedent. Crimea just voted, as we know, over 95% to break away from the Ukraine and join Russia. The Obama regime is demanding that Crimea remain part of the Ukraine. According to Obama's executive order, any U.S. citizen doing business in Crimea is in imminent danger of having Obama seize his property. The executive order is so vague that no one can know exactly what can be considered to be an offense. Obama declares that anyone who constitutes an unusual threat to his foreign policy can have their assets frozen. Folks, if this sounds sensational, read the executive order for yourself at cfcc.org. what constitutes to an unusual threat, a threat to foreign policy? Selling a product to a Crimean over eBay? Who knows? It doesn't say. Writing an article trashing Obama, granting an interview to a Russian-owned television network? If Obama can get away with this, he will soon be seizing anyone's property for any reason. And the full text of Obama's executive order, again, can be found at CFCC.org. It's featured prominently at the top of their blog roll. It's all there, and it's all there in legal speak. They list the exact executive order as written, as signed by Obama, blocking property of certain persons contributing to the situation in Ukraine, and it goes into all of the sections, all of the subsections, and the legalese that you might expect. But Eddie and I ask you to be guarded in your commentary on this, because I know it's a passionate issue with you, but as a man who defended his country in two tours of duty as a combat medic, and we'll get to your piece right after this, and then we'll try to get into health care, because that's another thing that Obama's ruined in this country, and we'll get to it right after this.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
It's March into savings time at veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save serious greenbacks before St. Patrick's Day? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans, meats, entrees, and vegetables are now 20% off only at freezedryguy.com. These are long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness food storage with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. These are easy foods for your camping, hunting, backpacking, and sailing adventures. These are delicious, nutritious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, and they're all now 20% off only at freezedryguy.com. This Mountain House food discount cannot be applied to other items currently on sale. But as always, you get free shipping from the Freeze Dry Guy within the lower 48 states. For more information, call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. March into savings, 20% off, now through Sunday, March 16th, only at freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, so we were talking about this executive order. We're going to get into health care this last segment, too. We're running out of time. We got to be quick. But, Eddie, take all the time you need to share your thoughts on the executive order by Barack Obama, because I know that's something you're passionate about.
Yes, it is. James, if you'll know, I've sent you an email this past week talking about that, that people like us truly and Sam, us here at the cesspool, we're going out on a limb by criticizing Barack Obama and his policies. But by the way, it's nothing. This is nothing new. These policies started under George Bush with his right after 9/11. You know, with his offshore jails. It's common knowledge in the Patriot community that American citizens are being scooped up, have been being scooped up since Bush was in and taken off to God only knows where to offshore concentration camps and jails. No trial, no habeas corpus, nothing. Gitmo is one of the most famous ones. Guantanamo Naval Base down there. And these are American citizens. I'm talking about people. And you know what? So I was talking about this to a young guy at the park the other day. I tried to talk him into getting out of the Navy and getting into the militia. And I told him about the concentration camps that are coming in this country right here. And he said, that could never happen in this country right here. I said, oh, yeah? Well, how about the Japanese prisoners of wars that were American citizens here in Japan back in World War II? By the tens of thousands, they were rounded up. We're talking about second, third, fourth generation American citizens here. They were rounded up and put in Japanese in prison camps just for Japanese. I'm telling you, that's been going on. It's totally out of hand. And if we let this go, and you know, Sam made a comment a minute ago. It's just what he's doing right now, what the president's doing, is just another endless events of impeachable events. You know, and the Congress is not doing anything about it. He's saturating the country with so many impeachable events, we can't keep up with them. We're going to have to stop this maniac some kind of a way. But, you know, I don't fear, but I would not be surprised if we don't get a knock at the door here at the radio studio for some of the stuff we said, especially me. But I'm not going to shut up. I'm not shutting up now. I never will shut up. You know, we're going to have to go to our elected representatives. We're going to have to go to a paper ballot. We're going to have to get these communist dictators out of office right there. And I'm going to go toss this back to James right now, see what he has to say about that. But it's true, James. I tell you, we're out on a limb right now, fella.
Well, I was going to say, Eddie, no one has earned the right to speak his mind and to exercise his God-given right to freedom of speech and association and all of the other things guaranteed to us by the Constitution than you and Winston. Of all of the people on the cesspool staff over the years, you and Winston and the Navy Chief Art Frith, you have served. You put your life on the line to serve in this country's armed forces. So certainly you should have the ability to dissent against the elected officials of this country when they have turned their backs to the Constitution and the rule of law, as this rogue administration certainly has. And not just, you know, it's not Obama. It's not just the Democrats. It was the Bush administration before him and the Bush administration before that and the Clinton administration for two terms before that and on and on and on for many decades. I know Keith Alexander's on the line. 30 seconds, Keith, and then we can talk about this next week with you. I appreciate you calling in. A quick comment, Keith.
I just wanted to say this, if I could, James. We know what Putin's motivation is. It's what we used to call popular sovereignty, the same thing that happened before the Civil War, where they said the people of Kansas should decide whether they're going to be slave or free. Likewise, the people of Crimea ought to decide whether they want to be part of Russia or part of the Ukraine. We know where he's coming from. Where is the Obama administration coming from? Or more importantly, as you point out, it's not specific to Obama. Where is the American administration coming from? Whose interests are they promoting? As Pat Buchanan says, cui bono, who benefits? Well, the only people that benefit from the current map drawing for Ukraine are the globalists in the United Nations.
Well, Keith, thank you so much.
That's whose interests we were serving, and that it's not the American people that are being served at all by this getting involved in this matter.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and I appreciate you listening to us even after your time and for calling in.
You're doing a great job, you and Eddie. I just wanted to let you know that it was a very sparkling hour of radio listening to you both.
Well, thank you for the compliment to Eddie, and I'm sure he appreciates that as well. So, now, that being said, health care is something we want to get into here, and we will return to Russia next week. And by the way, we were intending to have the expert and world-renowned historian Mark Weber on the air this evening. He had a conflict, and he will be with us next week.
Next week, Mark Weber will be with us from the Institute of Historical Review to offer his insights on what's going on there in that particular part of the world. But we will go to healthcare for a moment. And I had shared with you some concerns that I had about Obamacare earlier, I guess it was late last year, about Obamacare, in that it was going to cost me twice as much to have Obamacare as it was to maintain my current level of insurance with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Well, now that the rabbit's out of the sack and everyone knows that I'm expecting a second child, I will tell you how this plays into that, and then we're going to toss it over to Eddie because it's something he's passionate about as well. Having a second child, we called Blue Cross Blue Shield to get on to add the maternity rider to our coverage. It was going to be at $150 extra per month, and they advised us not to get that coverage. We called them last October when we originally planned to extend the family. They said, don't get it because in January you're going to be covered with Obamacare. They're going to cover maternity. You don't have to wait the 10 months. You don't have to pay $150 extra. Just wait and get on the government dole. Okay. You know, that's the advice of our insurance agent. So we wait until January, and then we call Obamacare. Now, it's going to be twice as much as we pay for a family to get the coverage, and then you have to meet a $7,000 deductible. $7,000 deductible on top of twice as much monthly premiums, and we can't do it. We just absolutely can't do it. There's no way we can pay that much to have a baby. So we're paying out of pocket. My wife and I are going to be paying completely out of pocket to have this second child. It's going to cost us about $10,000, which is a quarter of my annual income. And that's with a 20% discount. And the great thing about it is, or the rich thing about it, the astonishing thing about it is that our doctor, our OBGYN, Baptist Hospital here in Memphis doesn't even take the Obamacare plan. It doesn't even take the government health care plan. So what do you do? If we'd even gotten that, if we'd made the mistake of getting that and paying all that money out, it would have done us no good. We would have paid more to have the government health care than it would have cost us to pay out of pocket to have the baby. And by the way, Baptist Healthcare here in Memphis doesn't even take that plan. So that's your government healthcare for you folks. Just another, we know it's a radical redistribution of wealth. We know it's just another socialist scheme, but this is, you know, Eddie and I were talking about this lower middle class, I guess is what you would consider myself to be. I won't speak for anyone else, but you know, making that kind of money, and this is how they pinch you. Also, the support groups of the regime can have free health care, can have the benefits that I have to pay for. You know, I'm not crying about it. It's a great investment. You know, I'm gonna have to pay this money to have a baby, but I get to have a second child, you know, and so that's what I'm going to do, and I'm excited about that. I you know, I couldn't be more exuberant, but, you know, when you compare it to the benefits that other people get that don't work, that don't pay the kind of taxes, the oppressive taxes that I have to pay, and Eddie could really tell you more about this, how the government squeezes him as a veteran. It's certainly unfair. But what are you going to do? You're going to cry about it? Are you going to go about your life? You're going to allow the government to dictate how many children you can afford to have based upon, you know, their new health care system and private schooling in a city like Memphis that you have to be able to pay for if you don't homeschool? You know, this is where we are. This is where we are as middle class, working class European Americans. This is the situation we find ourselves in. And so, you know, certainly that's me assuming the soapbox there for a moment, but it's a serious issue, and I know people are struggling out there. I know if I'm struggling from it or am concerned with it, other people must be as well, because we are all salt of the earth people here in the cesspool, and this is what we find ourselves facing. So certainly those who listen to our show and come to us each week as their voice, I'm sure, have similar situations. If it's not with childbirth, it's with something else. Maybe it's a catastrophic illness. Maybe it's, you know, whatever. But this government health care plan is not intended to help the people who make this country go. That's all the time we have for tonight, folks. On behalf of my esteemed crew, I love you. God bless you. For the rest of everyone, for everyone else, I'm James Edwards. We'll talk to you next week.
ThePoliticalCesspool.org.